of fashion in reading a number of the sources. And I think we should really go back Binyamin right to the Megillah Sefer where we left off with. I didn't fully explain when I was driving it why I didn't agree with it. I mean, it's a Gavaldig a Sefer. I'm the first to admit it. I quote him all the time. I don't have to read every last thing he says. Let's chazer again. His fundamental yisod is what we like. We like his yisod. The yisod is that if it defines makaros or machamamos, it's not apply the principle of tatoa govar or reloa govar. In the case of Tefanos Mechavamos, we use an extension with the Ran said Beferish. Rashi really basically said that something is ala esh. What kind of gova? Everything's time is ala esh. So Tefanos Mechavamos is an extension of ala esh. Everyone with me so far? That's how we understood before the very beautiful Svar, the Chavaz Da said it. He explained the Torah and Daf Mem. Based on that we like. But here's the problem. You're talking about Cham L'Tov Tzonein, I can offer you a case of neither the finest Mechamimus or Mekaris. That's called Irui. It's subsidiary, especially Irui. Should Nifsik HaKiluach as opposed to Lo Nifsik HaKiluach. If it's Lo Nifsak, some say it's still connected to the finest Mechamimus on top. And if maybe it's Mevashel Mekulo, called the sun, we still on Tosis. But with Irui in the middle, it's neither hot nor cold. That we understand very well. The problem is the other way around. We're going to find the case of Tzon and the Tocham, make up your mind. The Cham and the bottom doesn't either have to be hot walls or cold walls. What do you find the case with? Look, Ma, no walls. We're going to find a case of no walls. I have no walls. What's holding it? So he gave, I think, three or four cases. What did he give? Four cases he gave? Let's review again. Double gush. He says there's neither walls, there's no walls. Or a ladle. It's page Chaf. Try 40. Start up here, but up a little further. Try 40, 41, somewhere around there. So he's trying to find the case. Oh, yeah, here it is. Exactly. You hit a home run. Mamish the right page. Okay. So Mamish, we have such a great techie. He's the best. Here's the question. Ava v'gemara mavuar shenechlechu gam betzon l'tocham. What's the case? So the Chavaz Da says, no mechamamos. That's okay, that's double gush, right? And now mechamamos, neither. Okay. Oh, this part is good. Then he has batseket, he has his ladle. And he gives another example, it's called like the marshal, was what? Klisheni, even it's not mevashel, but it's going to be mavliya. Tsiaf, and the defanus doesn't help for this. The kitzer. So he has three cases. But then he says, calls that Dachuk Lahamid came to Sugas and Gemara. Why? We're talking about what? We're talking about, again, cold and hot. Hot and cold is easy. But cold and hot is also a fight. They're fighting both cold and hot, hot and cold. Sharei Dibro Abbasar Tzonish and Abba Tok Cholam Roseach. Where is this milk? What is this? Cholam is not gush, last I knew. Cholam is a liquid, huh? When you look last, you have milk for breakfast. I had milk for breakfast this morning. It poured. Yeah, it really did. It poured into my cereal bowl. So it's not a double gush. Right? Galomashma shemeduber b'cholav hanimtza b'matzeket or b'klisheni ma'ashal pash meduber al bosa shenav l'toch cholav cham shesiru me'ho'esh. That's pash pshat, a klirishin. It's not a question about the defines mechamamos. So what did he say? He had a very ingenious idea. No, it's referring to a case, Rabosai, it's referring to a case of what? It fell in, it was not Yatzel Edesbo. To make a long story short, Yatzel Edesbo, so then he gave an example of the Gemara in Shabbos, Lav Shiran, that's his case. Atkan, what he said. Everybody so far? He found a case where it's what's called cold into hot, and he said it had to be had as a case. Why? Because it says beferish al boset zonish nafal to chol av roseach. So I said to a chiddush nifli yesterday. I was criticized for it, and I want to see if I can maybe perhaps respond. I want to say the following: where does it say beferish that boset zonish nafal to chol av roseach depends upon iloa tato? I wanted to say a radical chiddush. That this statement is simply not true. I repeat, I want to claim that the chol rosek by definition has to be atzel d'etzvah, otherwise it's garnished. And the atzel d'etzvah is what's called in effect defanos mechamavos, it's kli rishon, because kli sheni is nothing. But then everyone should agree, because it's the fundamental point of the chavos das, it shouldn't be dependent upon the law of the Torah. So I wanted to say a chiddush neira. Take a look, either look again in the Gemara I involved, just repeating from yesterday, or the Rif here in Kol Avoso, either page Mem Aleph Mem Beis or Kuf Chaf Aleph. I want to say the following chiddush. I'm repeating myself, notwithstanding the criticism. I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to try to again force, be forewarned about the criticism. Itma, softly, mamish the beginning. Itma, always chazan. Chametol cham, the Rebbe called us. Tzonu l'tzok tzonu, the Rebbe called mutter. Chametol tzonu v'tzonu l'tzok cham. Rabbi mati lo agover, Shmuel matat to agover. What's the case? Solid, liquid. Doesn't say zero. Says nothing. It's clear to me that if everything is liquid, even if it's cold and cold, is a tyrovus. So it can't be two liquids in the context of belief. Impossible. So that leaves us two choices. Solids and liquid and solid, you know, or both solids. Both solids. Okay? And they bring a raya to Shmuel. So the first raya, Rabbo says, we shall see, could be referring to a case of both solids. Okay, both solids. That's just for argument's sake. Rabbi Kivagel learns that way. We'll see. That cham to cham, tzom to cham, all this is all solids. Nothing about a liquid. Not the word cholov is not found. Fine. Next, Tani Yiduch. Here's where we get to look. Here's what he said. Basta rosech, you never told cholov rosech. We said before cholov was a liquid. Okay. Bechain tzonen so cham, also. Cham to tzonen, tzonen to tzonen, mediach. Good. What's the kash? Cham to tzonen, mediach. Rebbeinu shel olam. Adamekele maker, as the Gemara says, Bola, Uklipa Mili Boy, Chametok Tzonen, Mekole. Fine. What was the Gemara's Kasha? This Tanya Kavasa the Shmuel against Rav. I showed you the Ran yesterday. I showed you the Ran yesterday. Tanya Kavasa the Shmuel. See it again. Right? Chametok Tzonen Mediach, Mishim Netato Agava. So the Ran to Shmuel is from Chametok Tzonen. That what? Enough to be mediach. Rabbi Ran, Rabbeinu Nissen, excuse me, why didn't you bring an earlier raya? No? Moshe, your grandfather told me the following story. That Reb Chaim Brisker, his grandfather, was a very young man, a kid, 2 years old, 3 years old. He lived in the cheder, I think it was with Rabbi Zalman Sender, remember the name? I think of Rav Ram's father. Ask your father. So that's what I recall. I think I was a Chavrus. Each one was sharper than the next. So they were learning in Cheder. Mamish. You know how they learn in Cheder? Komatz Aleph O, Komatz Beis Bo. Cheder. They got to Seiri Pei Pei. So Rabbi Zalman Sender asked the Malamed, Rebbe, I don't understand. What do you mean Seiri Pei Pei? Pei Pei. What is it Seiri? Pei by itself. It's pronounced with a tzeri. Great kasha for a two-year-old kid. So the Rebbe said, the Rebbe was stumped. He said, "Nu Chaim, probably called Chaimke, give an answer." So Chaimke answered. This is, I'm pretty sure I heard it either from your grandfather, from your great uncle. I'm not sure I heard it from one of the two. Told me this for sure. Rebbe, I'm not sure the answer. But one thing, Zalman Sender is made a mistake. What's the mistake? Why didn't he ask when it came to hay? What did he wait till pay for? I'm saying the same thing over here. Why did Ran say the Tanya Kavasa the Shmuel? It's Chametov Son of Mediach. Shouldn't it talk over? Why didn't the Ran bring a raya from the hay, not the pay? What did it say before Chametov Son of Mediach? That's the second part. What did it say earlier? Tzon l'tocham is aser. Why is it aser? Again, a right to Shmuel, because according to Rav, tzon l'tocham should be mutter. No, how you like that? For kasha, like along the lines of Reb Chaim. we're not even one day old compared to Reb Chaim. But anyway, but here I'm trying to bring out Now that might not be a kasha, because maybe that wasn't a kasha, because maybe everyone agrees, because we're talking about a case of Chalav and a Kli Rishon, Pasha Pshat. So he's making an assumption over here. Oh. That's what I wanted to say yesterday, based on that, on what the Ran was only asking the question later on. Oh. She'll ask me, she'll turn me around and say, "What? So what's my case? All this is a dochak. Come on. Dochak. This part is no kasha, this part is no right. But still, davar gush. First of all, the mashal is the Rambam disagreed with the mashal. Matzeket, not pitom matzeket. It's about a matzeket. That's an okimta out of nowhere. And the second mashal, who was this mashal? So both mashals we don't accept the halacha. So you're stuck. So I have the following pshat. I think it's a simple pshat in the Gemara. It's the simplest of all pshat. When do we argue with the mashal? We argue with the mashal when a piece of hot solid meat is put down in a cold plate, then we are with the mashal. We pass in the halacha like the Ramah, the mashal's cousin, that he dove a gush in a klisheni, it's dinuk a klisheni, because there is the finest makaros. Where? The bottom of the plate is makarer. So what's the Gemara talking about? Push it. The Gemara is about a piece of meat, Rabosai, which is in the air. In the air. Well, I'm Isaac Newton, Rabbi Isaac. How can it be in the air? The answer is, presumably you're holding on to with this original shpud that you held on to it when it was in the fire. I mean, gravity applied then too. Why did it fall to the fire? We're holding with some kind of a pole, a spit, a shpud. That's it. There's no defanus makaris, no defanus machamas. That's the push of the case. It's my case. I do concede. There's a little bit. There's one word that bothers me a little bit, but the one word is a problem in any of these cases. What's the word that bothers me a little bit? Anyone know? What do you say? Very good. That word that bothers me is the word letoch. Letoch conveys an impression. Letoch conveys an impression. It's talking about some liquids. But I have a bekiveg on my side because the first brice is letoch is talking about two solids. So even though the word letoch is a little bit bothersome to my ear. But if Rabbi Akiva can handle it, he had a better, much better ear than all of us put together, we can also handle it. But thank you for the horror. That it did bother me, that word, Mitoch. Good. Mitoch is on top of it, even though it's a solid. Rabbi, also, I'm just giving chazara. We have to always chazara. Yesterday I was too quick and I didn't explain what I was driving. Now I explained it a little bit better. Chazara five more times, and then you'll be in good shape. Okay? You have to always chazara these, and you have to be very complex. Okay, and I hope we just made things a little bit more clear than they were yesterday at discussing this particular source. Good. Let's now turn our attention, Rabbosai, to the Megillah Sefer, the part that we hadn't really done yet. We said we would do it a little bit today. Oh. We left off, Rabbosai. I'm just going to try to go a little bit straight over here. Just going to go briefly, just briefly. I don't want to skip anything completely. Just going slowly. This we covered. Next. Forgive me, be patient with me, okay? Be patient. Somewhere here. Anyone remember where we left off? Weren't we in Ches yesterday? Anyone remember? We started Ches. We didn't start it? We didn't start Ches? This is a repeating problem.
Jeez.
You have to just put it underneath you when you go in. Well, I have a better idea. Just stay put. People who are able to stay put for an hour and a half, it's a mile. You become a Talmud Chacham that way. They don't move. You stay put for 15 hours, you got even a bigger time with talk, but that's not the fast, the ruble of the fast. Okay. What happened over here? We had, that I for sure we read this yesterday. we have this Bliya Bishul identity. So the Ad Yehuda suggests that Gam Le'iwish and Nifsak Yesh Korach Levashel Kadei Klipa. We know from the Gemara Ayin Vav that it causes a Bliya Klipa, not the Meroz Valacheres. And I like this. You know, this part of the Ad Yehuda I like because he links what? Bliya and Bishul. So I like that part. Okay. What's the Ramah thinking? No. Ramah's Misvar, the Labishal Torah, the founder of Chamamos, the famous Chamas Das, which he liked so much earlier. Therefore, Irisha lo Nivsak, Keshel, the founder of Chamamos, so it can be Mavasha. But Irisha Nivsak, even though it's a Klirishin, because it didn't land on the cold walls yet, but Pokam, Koach Abishal, because not Keshel, the founder of Chamamos. That's what he says. Ramah says, I want to tell you something, that even I can handle this a little bit. A little bit I can handle it, because maybe, even though I like to equate Bishul and Bliya, I might make an exception for the Mekele Bola, for the Klipa. That may be an exception. That's enough to go as Bliya without Bishul. I'm willing to consider that, even though I'm a big Bishul Bliya identity man. I'm willing to consider the fact that for that one little bit of the Mashu of the Klipa, maybe that's not identical to Bishul. I'm willing to consider it. So this is not the checkmate on what I said before. Okay. Now, the Magen Avraham said that Dov Gush is Mavashel. As we said before, that's in Shin Yud Chesh Memhei. Guess what? Dov Gush should know for Al Tato Sone Mavashel Gadei Klipa. Guess what? He said it. We saw this in the Chavetz Das at the end of Hay. You can't put a piece of hot meat into cold soup. And he says a good point, as we also saw yesterday. This not, you know, this doesn't depend upon the Marshal. A Dov Gush is quickly reached. Why? Because there, those who, the Ramah that's causing the wild is why Shagam al Dover Gush Poalos Tefanas Metzanos Velamata. As I told you a few minutes ago, the cold floor makes it cold. Aval Kol's Manchu Bavir flying through the air, the greatest of ease. Adayin Dinuk Klirishin Mevashel Tatoka De Klipa. Okay, and he goes, look, according to the Magen Avraham, Lav Davka Dover. I'm not sure if we got past this yesterday. Gush Elohu Adin. Iwish and Nifska Kiluach, Hanofal al Tatot, Sonain, Yivash Lenuka de Klipa. Look what he says now, Chidish Neira. The Inyan Irui, Ein Hevdel, Ben Solul, Ben Dover Gush, the Shneem Hein Baoso Matzov.com. Sheelem, the Fanas and Machamamos, for the Fanas and Metzananos, Rabosai. He's making a Chidish over here. We'll see soon that he's not going to stay with this. Solids and liquids that fly through the air fly equally. This flies and that flies. No hot walls, no cold walls. Kvaher b'zer ha'egle tal, o falamet beis, shedivri ha'mogon avrom, sh'os ha'losis b'saro se'ach v'toch rotev tzonein, hem k'neged ha'ramov v'ashach, v'shar ha'polskim, ha'sovim d'yiru yashenifsak enem avashel, rebbeinu shel olam. How can the Mogon Avrom say something and not even tell us he's against the Ramon and the Shach? What's going on? Full disclosure, transparency. Hey, it's a modern word, but it applies to the 17th century too. You want to argue with Ramah, say so. How come he didn't say so? Chorad divri Ramah v'aposkim d'iru mustadivsek enem mevashel. Omdim gam b'stiru le'etzem ashita d'dava gush mevashel. Oh, I love that. I wouldn't mind that. We didn't like that whole long thing in the first place. Why? The Mamanashach. Im the Bishal and Tzorov the Fanas and Mechamamos Gam Irish and Nifsik Yochel Levash Im Yesh Tzorach with the Fanas and Mechamamos Gam Gav Agush and Mevash V'nimtza Shagam Dibri HaMogon Avram. Not just the second Mogon Avram that what? We saw in Lamed Hay that what? That you can't put hot meat into cold soup. No! The mere fact that the Mogon Avram is a Dav Agush Mevashel and you can't put a liquid dressing on a hot piece of meat and you plate on Shabbos morning, which is true, according to Magen Avraham, Mishra passing away, even that is what? Om din bestiru l'das ha'ramah v'ashach. How can that be? It's amazing. He quotes the Chavetz Das, tries to make shalom. He tries to make shalom. How does he make shalom? The Magen Avraham, Dov Gush Mevashel, Es Amunach Olav, the Lebishal Kashis now, ain't Sarach the Fanas of Machalos. Whoa, it's against the Holy Soul. But Irui, Shenivsak, a Pogesh Tato, its own name, Tato Gobel of the Gamri. You know, I'm going to call up Levashal, even Kadek Klipa. Why? Only Lahavli, Allah Haflit, Matsino Shabolea Kadek Klipa. But for Bishal, Hatato Gobel Olav, Kaven Shaino Koshal, the Fanas of Machalos. And here, Irui Shenivsak is different from Lo Nivsak, which has a Kesher. Welcome Tzadi Vav. We saw this already twice, yesterday and the day before. Irish Lo Nivsak, Geshto, Afil Lekoach, Levashal, Legamri. Vahayna Mishum, Shekoshal, the Tfanas of Mechamimos. That's Lo Nivsak. But the mice, we don't pass in that way. We pass in, it's not Mamesh in the Tfanas. There was only Kadek Klipa, etc. Fine. According to Chavis Das, he's suggesting the Ramah is not against the Nivdavah Gush Mavash. Okay, it's a terrorist, which I'm not going to go into at length. Avala Koponim, Zayotim Dere Ramah, Shadavah Gush Anofal Al Tato, Sonain, Ein Mavash Lo Klal, Lo Odev Meirish Nivsaka Kiluach, Shein Mavash Lo Klal, Uvifrat Zeh Mogan Avram Cholik Al Ramah, Shari Osel Seis Boster Osel Tokot of Sonain. Even if Mogan Avram Shin Ches Memhei is not against the Ramah, but Lamedhe is certainly against the Ramah. Whereas Daidu Shagam Mishul Devashal Tatot Sone Ein Sorach Mekesh Al Tfanas HaMechavavos. So therefore all, every Iru Shadifsa. Yeah. Tzatz Pela Lamal and Avram Shlo Hidgish Zol Shadvram Hem Benigul Dibri Aposke. How can it be? Now that goes against himself. Wasn't what? You have a Ramah. We, back to Asif. Ramah Tzadi Alav Dala. What does he say? We need a Klipa. This is what he didn't say. Here's what I want. Here's the problem. I can't get the two things at once. I have a major problem now. We haven't discussed this yet. We haven't even seen the Tosis yet. What we're going to do first? May we interrupt this to get something else? Is that possible? Can you be in Hebrew books and Braille at the same time? You can. With just different tabs? You don't have to go back. Yeah? You know, I could also, you know what? Get me Shas Bavli in Hebrew books. Is that easy for you?
Doesn't come in
so well? I can't get a plague of Gemara in Hebrew books?
You can get a Gemara, but it's not like all of Shas.
No, one page I want. Get me Pesach HaMayim and Vavim and Aleph. I don't care how you get it for you, the Hebrew books. Bar Ilan. Just don't erase this, because I want to get this later. I don't care how you get it.
I think it's easy to keep Bar Ilan.
Good? All right. As long as you get me this back here when I want to get back here. This is very important. We've been too detached from Shas. I just need Pesach HaMayim Vav because open house. Only in?
No, it's
Tafyomi.org. Okay. Are you in?
Well, I think you're in it. I'm already? No. I want database. What's up? There's a tab up there above the search bar. Deadbox.
Your studies? Patience, everybody, patience. Pesach HaMayim Vav. Just to Gemara with people. Oh, this is by a long version.
Yeah.
I don't need a Tosis. Pesach HaMayim Vav, then get rid of Tosis.
Bottom.
HaMayim Vav and Aleph. Even I can do this, but I can't compete in the profession.
I know.
And link to Tosis. Oh, and Aleph, link to Tosis. Link to Tosis.
If you want to switch back to keep your books, down here.
You'll show me there. Bottom Tosis. Make it bigger here. Settings. Okay, settings. Yeah, I'm getting places here. No. I want to get it bigger. Last Tosis. Tanya Ida. Basar Oseach. Now, Rabosai, I'm asking you to look at the riff with the two brights that quarter back to back. Frek Tosis, Tema, Hosu Lamali Lahavia. Why are they bringing. Come on! You know what we call this? Rabosai, what we call this? You know what we call this? I'll give you a sports analogy. You know what we call this? Piling on. Used to be a 15 yard penalty, but still? Still? Yeah, I'm going to say Emes. The guy's down on the ground. Jumping on him again, a chutzpah. They already have time to come out and say the shmuel once. We are piling on. Oh, I have a bad analogy. Is that still true? No one knows anything? You all claim to be ignorant? Okay. Good. Whatever it may be. The Omer Ben Atam. The Kamash Malon. The Afilu Cholav Shari. And you can't tell that in the first brisa. The Af Agav the Chala Tov Tonin Boy Klipa Bidova Shiyachol Lasas Klipa. Yeah, Bidova the Lo Shayech Klipa Gama B'Cholav Mutter. How do you know? Midlokatani Isura Gabi Cholav Kedikatani Klipa Gabi Basar. Quanta Beit Atam. The whole reason for the second brisa is to teach you this Chiddush Nifla Lekula. If you have a situation, you can't have any Klipa. Everything is mutter. V'riva cholik v'zeh u'matrich shishim k'dei klipa. In 60 times the potential k'dei klipa of the milk in order to be matir this milk. Rabosai, is the very famous dispute, world famous dispute between the Rabbi Natan and the Riva. Alright, you got it straight? I wanted to see it inside in the Gemara and the Torah. Now I want to go back to where we came from. Where we go? Here? This one?
No.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, blue E.
Blue E? This one?
Yeah. And then, okay.
And
then go cook on that.
Look at that, magic. A magician. Thank you. Okay. What do I get over here? Yeah. Tov Samach Zayin Lamed Gimel Masha Mavu B'Ramosim and Tzayam Sivdal Shemimokam Shetzor Klipo. That we just saw in the Rabbein Atam. Zed din miyuchad b'chdei klipa shel irui she'enu el chumra b'yalma v'lo b'sha klipa shel melicha v'chayotzi b'av she'en midin. That's what the Magalas says in Tav Sama Zayin. V'apri megadim kosa b'kama mekoma she'devi magan avram alalo she'irui hu chumra b'chumra nemurak b'irui she'en nifsa she'enu mevasha v'gam ha'ashe mavliya mafet zeh chumra b'chumra aval irui she'lo nifsa Shemavashel, who didn't govern in a Torah. Because the pat is a pat of schala, right? We saw that the pat is Mugloshim Agave Kemach, which was also of hey. How do you know? Sochem Zahavochim, Rabbi Natan, the Mavashel, the Klippa, Zegam Gukula, Lifto Mechi of Chala, Umachrochem Loma, Shakol, the Rimavan Avram, Nemurak, Ali Vishnif, Sekhum Rabbealma. Tzorach Beer, Eich Kol Zeh Matin. He's asking it on Shabbos. Which I did. Yireh, he's right. Shehuk shu'alav mitam zeh. What a meridic akasha. It's a stira. You cannot take a piece of hot meat and put it in the cold soup. But what? But if you have water falling, pig soup falling down in Nifsika Kiluach, says the Magen Avraham, it's only a Chumra B'Alma. If it's a Chumra B'Alma, then why is it being Mevashel B'Shabbos? He gives a test which he doesn't like. We'll see soon. Yeah.
I'm confused. One of them talking about liquid and one of them talking
exactly.
About solid.
Yeah, but he rejected that before. Initially. We'll see soon. You're right. You gave the right answer. You gave the right answer. Derek Bishop does not apply, I don't think it'll be here. I don't think so. Hold on. Good question. We'll get to Rabbi Kivega has your yourself. We'll get to that. You're making a good yourself. It's not, you're just premature. Okay, look what he says. Look at this now. The Shach in Kufhehe says, Iwish and Nifsik Mafunum of Liyah Valena Mavash. And we saw. Chazanish Shimon Kuf Simon Tes and Kodne, Ruach Acheres Oisimo. Because of She'en Lezemor, Lechalek Bekak. The Torah of Dvar. That Nidon al Iwish and Nifsak Kumishum, the Chimumo al Oesh, where they Kedera Shemagzikos. We saw this yesterday. You should know this already. It was only kept hot by what? By the pot, by the walls of the pot. You remove from the walls, it loses its heat. Now hey, look what's happening now. The Av Shabigamar Ripsachim Mavua. The Basar Roseach Shairu, the Tochol of Tzone. Look at this now. Basar Roseach, the Tochol of Tzone, the Tochol of Tzone. The Larav Oser Kulo, Ulishmuel Kolev. Ube Pashis Meduber, the Iru Mikdeira. Umuchach shagam dover haporish minakdeira elod in klisheni umizeh beemes ochiach hashach the iruish shenifsek hakiluach mavliya umaklit. Yeah, for shagamar. Look at this now. Look at this. Shani hasam shabaser u dover gush veomed bekdeira bifnei atzmo v'nechshav kilu hu baatzmo al haesh shelo ayadei kdeira. Ein lo chiach mizeh ledover lach shakadera magzikoso uchshiyote meakadera harayu nishpach umispazer v'yesh lomad en peprishoso meakadera lo nechshav kebiru meyayesh ela kiklishen. What did he say? What your word? I didn't see solid and liquid. A solid is going to be more chomer than a liquid in this context. The gamel ochiach min not the mirot v'al acheres the tayav b'machlokas Rav Shmuel af shenifsek akiluach. You know why? Because we saw in kuf, what was it? Kuf, the last sif of kuf beis of tzadi beis, I think it was. The hasam harotem hoya ala eish lilohev sekedera. For the chen nidon rak sheviru me'aish. That was yesterday's shulchan aruch in tzadi beis of tes. How do you like that? If it was never on in a pot, remember we saw that the Tois on Daf Ches, the Mechab and Tzadi Beis of Tes, it was just holding held on with a spit on the fire. That's more chomer than the case that was in the pot. Av shoy yemokom loma she'en l'chalik b'chol zeh mikol mokom achrei she'ramosim tzam b'ches kosov l'chalik v'in irish lo nifsak l'irish nifsak huchra adin. The Irish Hanifsak Dinika Klisheni, watch this now. For Lorak Shenim Avasho, Elagam Eino Osiklal, Bafiluka de Klipo, the Loka Shach Pimagam Sharachon. Wow. And both, you have to love Al Chachmei Yisrael. Within a number of years of each other, the conventional wisdom was Irish Hanifsak is not Mavasho, but it causes Bliya. That's what the Rambam seems to say. And the two Gedolim will fight on either direction. The Yad Yehuda said, no, you can't distinguish. If it's Boleah, it's Mavasha. Chazanish Yosef can't distinguish. It's not Mavasha, it's not Boleah. You gotta love Agdoli. Gotta love Agdoli Yisrael. They both say the Ramah is wrong. And he did in opposite directions. Yad Yehuda said he's wrong. Irish Nebzik is even Mavasha. Chazanish, no, it's not even Boleah. How do you like this? You gotta love it. You have to love it. This is a Chiddush Nif. A Chiddush Nif. That's what he says. Oh. This is going to solve the problem. We shove him, hate if Divri Haragan Avram, or also does his boss over Selatop to Motif Tzone. Amy says, to your cloud, Divri Haramah, and Samaches. Why? The Shani Irui, Shenifsaka Kiluach, Shedino Lagami Kiklisheni, the Eno Gam Koch Lavlio Lahaflit. That's because it's liquid. One extreme to the other. afilum davar gush bichli sheni ainu levashel. Kokol b'olda ba'avir yesh kokol levashel letato. Did you know rak kihevi ruul me'oesh? As opposed to iwi ha'porish me'akdeiro shadino legavik bichli sheni. Meridik, 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 meridik. There's one problem left with this Mogad Avraham. Look at this top line. Tarei afilu v'mecham roseach mutter loses mayim ruvim k'del avshir. We saw this Gemara. Mem Aleph and Aleph and Shabbos. V'lo arminon t'mevashel k'tas mehem. Why? T'me'achav ha'mayim hem d'var ha'misarev y'evshel ha'levashel m'k'tasam v'lo yevashel ha'skulam. All or nothing. V'eich yevashel ha'bosar k'dei klipa meharotev. What a great kasha. So the Chavos Das says this kasha. We saw this already, I think it was last week, or maybe early this week. I think it was last week. What did he answer? A chiddush nifla. It's a chiddush, but it's no other way out. Kavonas ha-mogon ha-rom, the mevashel la-rotev ha-nivla v'soch ha-bosor. What a chiddush. You know the reason why he can't put a hot piece of meat into cold soup? Not the way we learned Poshup Shah, that you'll be Mavasha the Kalipa's worth of the cold soup. You can't do that. Soup is all or nothing. It's all or nothing. What it means is, listen to this. What it means is, you're Mavasha the Rotev Hanivla Matocha Basar. In other words, what's going to happen is, forgive me, since it's the Kalipa's transference of heat and taste, between the hot piece of meat and the cold soup, what's going to happen is some of the soup is going to be absorbed in the meat, and that's going to cook. The cold soup will be absorbed in the hot meat and it'll be cooked within the hot meat. That's what the Mogad Avraham means. I say the same thing in the pot. Tocha mecham nivla me'yamayim mizbashim shom. Maybe the cold water gets absorbed in the hot pot and cooks in the pot. Ha! No, we saw this already last week. Fine. If this is true, you can put in Shabbos a klirishin roseach. You can put a hot pot into cold water to cool it off against the Shmir Shabbos, causes Chavos Das. Whatever. It's just an interesting piece of information. Adkan Rabosai. Adkan. These are very, very, very important yesodas over here. I have much more to say, much more to say about this itself, but since we saw the Tosfos on Ayin Vav, I want to focus part two of today's shiur on that, and if you have time to get to part three, it will be great. Okay, Rav Moshe, we're now focusing, we saw it in Tosfos, let's see it in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Open up, Aleph Sif, Simen Tzadi Aleph, Sif Dal. I have a major problem in this issue, and again, I apologize for doing it in this order, but I think it's important that we do this and we'll come back tomorrow. Hopefully we'll finish up the sugar. I hope. I also hope. But some of the some final thoughts. So it's kind of a chazar. Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet. What did the Mechaber say? Mechaber quotes Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam. Start from the beginning. Basa v'chol avrosu sh'nisabu yachad afilu basa tzonon toch v'chol avrosayach v'chol avrosayach v'chol avrosayach hakol osir. What about Cholov? Says the Mechaber further. V'acholov mutter kulo. The Cholov is totally mutter. Who said so? We know who said so. Rabbeinu Tam said so. We know this. The source for this din is the Tosfos. You take a look at the bear goal on the side, over there. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, Pesachim Ayin Vav. No, that's the source. Pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Ramah, not so fast. Uvemokam Shabbosar Tzorach Klipa. Im lo kilfu bishukach mutter b'di'eved. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, presumably, even the Bosar is okay. We should come back to that Ramah later on. Okay, so the Mechaber is positive Rabbeinu Tam. Ramah seems to follow suit and even give an extension to that. Even the bus is okay. Let's turn our attention to the Megillah Sefer, how he analyzes this. Very slowly and meticulously. Slowly. Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam Riva. Fine. Gives the story of Rabbeinu Tam. We saw Riva. Says no. Shira Rabbeinu Tam Tzricha Beer. Madua Lo Nema Gam Lagabe Hachala. Does it make a Leibola Hachala Kedei Klipa Mei Abasa. V'Chakach Mispashe Tam Abasa B'Chala Hachala. V'Yitzachu Shishim Kenegdo. That's exactly what the Riva said. Riva says you need Shishim in the Cholov. So the number, it goes to about quite a few answers to say pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's take a look. Yad Yehuda Chavaz Das like this. Av shekol achaticha bolas meiser chayshina. Shekol achaticha bulua mitam haiser. Vitzorach l'shah keneged kula, yeah. Avo be'irui, kol achashash ademeke lebola purta. A little bit. V'kimlu l'chazal by purta, she'eno mimale bitamo es kol haklipa she'nivlaba. Elarak nivlaba ma'at v'shir she'sh b'kocho k'lahatim es haklipa v'sulo. V'may v'spashit k'tas yoser mizbatel. V'lachain, rak ha'bosor neser bo k'de klipa kevin she'tam ha'cholov lo mizpashit yoser me'haklipa. Yeah. V'ashen k'ena b'cholov she'tam ha'bosor mizpashit chutz. The clip of his battle ball, yeah. Meridik. What's going on? It's only a small amount. A teeny weeny amount. A teeny weeny amount. Gevaldik. Beautiful pshat. What a great pshat. Great. Great. Only one prop. Adayan sar beer, madua lo nomar al clipa sacholov, had blue of itam of osar. The Nasa's Nevela, huh? A segue to the next sugar. Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Is the Rosh Tavis. Because of the Yad Yehuda, very nice track. The Be'osid Lispashet Lo'orim Chanan. Tosaf Kufam and Alpha. That's next week's Ramakomis. That's next week's Sugim. Tipas Cholav Hanofelas on the Chaticha. Lo'orim Shabamokam in the Philos and Nas Chanan. Hold the Tipas Acholav. Omedas lispashet b'chol achaticha. What did it in the dan? Shetam abosah shebeklipas acholav omed lispashet b'chol acholav. Fine. Yes, sir. What's the question?
Isn't there also a rule of Chanan that it can only be osir as much as?
Get to that later.
So
get to that. Tiderach zu sarach loma shariva achol gamenatan sover the chashina shekol klipas acholav b'luah mitam abosah v'lochein tzorach shishiv b'cholav kenegla klipa. He said the whole. The question, what does it mean to make a lebola purta? An entire tzara klipa. The entire klipa is suffused with the taste of the other item? Well, no, a mashu, but the mashu is constrained to within a kadei klipa, otherwise it becomes bottle. What the words of the Gemara mean? According to this understanding, Rabbi Osai, within Shitas, machloka tamen atam and the Riva. Very nice. Very nice. Gevaldik. Very nice. Fine. Chama is like this. This helps the Mechaba. But the Ramah holds the Lahokel. Gamal habosar shetzara klipa. Vimlo kilfu bishlo kak mutabediyevit. Uh-oh, now we're in trouble. You have boss. We saw the Ramah. Said you have boss. You're supposed to do a klipa. He did do a klipa. He cooked it up. Mutabediyevit. My side. Here the klipa is very, very much contained within that little piece of the meat, so that the svara of the chavaz das yadud it won't work. All right, klipas habasa nasas nevela are they acholav shabala? Not all asidal ispashet. Umadu ein osa b'diavet. It's a nupsha. Klipa he chumra bialma v'achmira lechatchila, aval lo b'diavet. Is a matin in mashmos such and tosis. Rabbi Natan himself was matir the cholov, but who had the nabasar after the klipa? Only the chatchil, not the yevet. So I see some heter as a source of the Ramah, the mashma lav daf klipa shenasar the irui elakomakom shechazal also kade klipa zuchuma v'yein osa b'diyevet. The Ramah taz shach and many kashes. It's the kasha of Tosis of Tzadi Vavam and Beis. It's one of the kashas they ask against. Yeah. Why? Because lav daf the klipa shal irui. Yichur rabbi alma elakam klipa shal malicha. Shal ducha. Everything. But this is what the second shot in this shita of the Rambam. Rabbi Osai, very important to understand this. Very important to understand. So if some tupshot, Rabbi Osai, the shot of the Rechava's Das within the Rambam, within the Rechava, that it's only a tiny bit gets in. Once it gets past, because they klipa, it's going to become diffused. You don't say chanan also the spashe. That won't help the Rambam, because the Rambam is not even the meat. It's not also the spashe. So nupsha. Nupsha, it's only a chumra b'yalma. Chumra b'yalma, you don't have to worry more than the klipa. That's it. Don't ask any questions. That's it. Chumra b'yalma. A third pshat. Shach is a third pshat. Yesh l'chalek ben klipa shenetra kayemes. To oz he oseres. Gam b'diyevet. Ashishin. Hashem k'sha klipa en a kayemes. What's going on? Strange. Basvar b'zahi. K'sha klipa kayemes. Vanu machmirim la'osra. Ef shalom ashat haruvas muteres. That's how they're disaster. Fine. Either amor. Nitrach ashach lahamid. Shemeduba ba'ofen sheklipa sabosa shenesra. Nimcheis. Bebishul. Ukvoena kayemes. Psa. Shrach apshad ne ramo. One of his sets up. That's a very big kiddush. A very big kiddush. Very big kiddush. Promise against the Ramah in Simon Sadi Hesiv Gimel Shem Iru Mayim Mikli Rishon Shabasa. Watch this now. This happens every. I get the showers every day. You were washing dishes and you mixed in the wrong type. You poured hot water on fleshiks and it landed on milchik. Right? Again, you poured Mayim Mikli Rishon Shabasa. Fleshik apart. On Klishal Cholov on a milchik apart. Also kulo, why kulo? For iru in a mouth of me a klish chol of yosem ikle klipa. For a klipa zu neseres mitam abasa sheish biru ve klipa zu en nikeres. Vechtavzor v'tesser as hakelim. That's the kasha. Chavas das is dochek in that. So we have Rabbi Osai a number of suggestions so far. How did Chavas das get out? You know what he did? You can look it up yourself. It's also all in the shemineg. The minig. It's a minig, it's not really a din. Simin Tzadidal Sifhei is a minig. Minig? Okay. Shach is a shver pshat. I mean, it's unbelievable. Ooh, the Ramon never said a word. It's kasha and the ukimta. Right? One second. Somebody has a kasha. What? No, not fine. I'm not fine. Let's go a little bit further. Let's proceed. Let's proceed. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you all have, I think, base mayor in your Old Testament version. I think I have it. On this shach that we just read, we saved time. Instead of reading it in the shach, we read it in the Megillah Seva. It's the shach of Kod Ches. The base mayor comments on it. Kama tamu ali svarazu. V'eini motzi l'amokal. You all have it? It's either an Otsu Mefarshim or somewhere. It should be on the page. The base mayor commenting on the shachs of Kodem Ches. Gufa klipa shenis ayer v'nivlal v'inyan d'lo shayach klipa. Sharia b'lo bitl. Ukshem akiro meisir gufa klipa. Yeitayma osa b'pomos mishishim. Ho atam v'aray nizblal v'yev shal afrido. V'lomi yoser. He says, Rabbi Osai, that the shach makes absolutely no sense. It's the other way around. If you can still identify the klipa and you remove it, so you get rid of most of the taste. If you can't identify it, it should be more chomer. It's all mixed in. He gave an answer before because he's going to be mechalik. It's one or the other. Tata the sasra. But the place made it like that. Balkarchi ani muchuch lahoros, lahodos, and diri amalan avro. Look inside. Simitav samav zayin tikon lamadgil. Shakosa. Klipa. Zoo! Ein elochumah bi'alma. Only this klipa. Uvem esochas masha kostum in the spashav lo kilfu eino oser lo ari element pleitas tamo avovare habosat tzoro klipa af achar habishu. So So he holds with this Moran Avram that the only reason we're making over here because of this particular clip, which is more kal than other clippers. Other clippers are Medina de Gemara. Other clippers are Meikar Adin. This clipper, the Moran Avram said in Tav Sam of Zion, is a Chumra Bial. You know where he got it from? He got it from our Gemara. Because the Gemara said, what do you mean? Tzokham I involve. You mean to tell me, Rav Osai, that it's the riff has it. The riff has it? Yeah, the riff. Riff has it. Riff says like this. What quotes the Gemara? What do you mean? It says. Chamatov Tzon Mediach, Rabbeinu Shalom, Ademekele Maker Bola, Ukliba Mili Boy. Says you're right. Elaima Tabak Tzon and Kolev. Okay, you're right. It's like, you know, all right, have it your way. Yeah, it's a Chumra B'Alma, I'll agree. Namikar Adin. That's how the Moran Avraham read this Gemara. I could have read it if I cared, but we'll see. This is how he reads this Gemara. If a Klippa which is Medina, like Malicha, where it's really Mikar Adin, then we'd have to be more Machmer. Then these coolers would not apply. That's what the Beis Meir is saying over here. Fine? This Beis Meir is saying. On both sides, when do we say that it's a Chumra B'Alma? When we said it a while ago. By Iri Shawat. Help me out. Iri Sheh. Nivsak HaKiluach. That's a Chumra B'Alma. What about Iri Shalom Nivsak HaKiluach? What's that? That's Mikir Adin, right? That's connected to the tap. If that's the case, what is our din over here talking about here in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramok, Tzadi Av? That must be discussing what kind of a case? Nivsak HaKiluach. Do you see that anywhere here? Do you see that anywhere? I don't. Do you see that anywhere? How come no one said it? Comes the cream of God because it did say it. No one said it? One word. Shenofal. He claimed that the word Shenofal means he wouldn't use the word Shenofal. If it's a one constant stream, you wouldn't use the word Shenofal. Now, I didn't say that. I'm not an expert in the Hebrew language. The cream of God was a Malamit. He knew the Hebrew language. He wrote from a Tiktok. He knew its syntax and Tiktok backwards and forward. Inside and out. That's what he said. It must be referring to a case of what? Nifsak HaKiluach. It has to be. And this answers the kasha we had before from Tzadi Hey Gimel. You saw over here, maybe some of you saw it over here. The Taz at the very end of Sivkoton Zayin. Please turn, look inside. The very end of Tzadi Aleph Sivkoton Zayin. The very, very end. Od Raya Mashikotel Varamo, Mizavet Oruch, Simon Tzadi Hesed Gimel, Vim Iru and Mikli Rishon Shalbosar Akli Shalcholov, O Sakulo, Akan Lashono, Viaf Al Gav, the Ain Is Iri Osi Osi Vide Klippo, Mikol Makom O Sakulo, Pemokom Shiach Shaliklov. Enough, what's going on? That's what he asked Kash against this Ramo. What's the answer, Abosai? This Ramo Tzadi Gimel is Iru Isher. It's clear. Look, you'll see. But over here, it must be referring to a case of what? Of Irui, Shenifsaka Kiluach, as the word Shenafal implies. The word Shenafal implies. And that's, if it's Lo Nifsaka, it's Mikir Adin. How do you know? It patnas from Chala. Who said all this, Rabbi Osai? Take a look at you, if you will, in the Mishpat Zozov, Simon Kufhei, end of Simkot Nvov. Please look inside. Please turn. Prima Godin, Mishpat Zozov, Simon Kufhei, end of Sivkot Anvov. I both have to look. You have to see it. End of Sivkot Anvov. Mishpat Zozov. Ah, look what it says. It is so important. So important. Here. The last six lines of Prima Gadam. Can we read together? Avar be'dover echad. For who? The besimin tzadi alav sivdalad, cholav roseh. Do you have the word shenafal in quotes? Do you have a quote on it?
No.
You don't have a quote on it? I have the word in quotes in my edition. Huh? You don't have it? I have like a single quote. No? They give a different print. Cholav Roseach Shenofal, in quote, Lebasar Tzonei, Lebasar Roseach Lesav Cholav Tzonei, Habasar Tzorach Klipa. Vacholav, Yeshom Nesashishim Tzkenegat Klipa, Yeshom Meshu Mutra, Kemen Sheyashab Klipa. Uvesimen Kuvdalet, Iru Yishuman, Osa, Filu Achbar, Munach Meshuli Akli, you're pouring fat over a mouse. Valkorach Tzorach Lechalek, Yoral it nifsek akilua mishem hachi cholav rosech lebasat zon and ein cholav nazi also meklipa al kol ponim yeshav neshar legami came in the yevshul diklo. Look at Torah's chatas darkei Moshe. You'll see that I'm right. You should also know even nifsek at least it has to say klipa. Adkat, it's all befeirish here in the prima garden. And Simon Kufay, end of Sivkotan, Vav. Fine. The Chazon Ish, I have to tell you, took an opposite approach to the Magen Avraham. He said, what? You, Magen Avraham, will learn Pshat in the words of the Gemara that we just saw in the Riffian, on Ayin Vav. What did the Gemara say? Look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara said, what? Are you kidding me? Chama Tavtona Mediach, Ademekele Mikr Bolot. Bola, who cleave a mealy boy. So the Magen said, yeah, alright, have it your way. Chamatop Tzonen Kolev. Alright, Chumar B'Alma. Chazish says, what are you kidding? Chumar B'Alma? The world's the Gemara's Kasha. It's like a devil pushing to the Gemara that it can't be. It must be Meikar Adin. Al Gedolah take the same words and learn them exactly opposite ways. He learned that the fact that the Gemara asks an obvious Kasha means it's an Meikar Adin, not a Chumar B'Alma. That's what Chazish is saying. Okay, different Gedolim have different ways of saying Pshat in this sugya. You cannot therefore learn like the Prima Gadim. Okay? The truth is, he anyway couldn't learn the Prima Gadim. You know why? We just saw before. He held that by Nifsek HaKiluach, there's no Bli at all against the last line of Prima Gadim. The Chazish can't, anyway, can't know like the Prima Gadim. He's anyway not the Prima Gadim. How is he going to take care of everything else? I don't know. So here's the answer. Chazanish says, he efshar Lobola Purta means a mashahu mamish. It's quoted over here. What should I think about pets? What's all here? It's all here. You think it's a chumra? Dimkei, here it is. Minayin legemara lahakshas ala brisa de katana mediach. Vimenadin ain't no bolea klum. Miyusha goes ala achmir. Why do you want to know the question? Yeah? And it also works the patna from chala. Rabosai. Are we talking about Nifsak or not Nifsak? Can we think of the distinction between Nifsak and not Nifsak? Right? Because we say this is talking about low Nifsak, and the Magen Avraham is only saying it's a Chumrah when it comes to Nifsak. And here's the point I just told you before. In Shosu Dasa Chazanish, he absolutely asked you what comes from a prima garden based marriage. The Rebbe in the town never be Yerush and Nifsak Kaluch. Shemei? That's Chazanish, Shon, we just saw before. Rak Irish Alon Nifsak, oh sir. Irish Nifsak, Enem Avli Abaf Klau! Against the Ramo. The Shani Bosser Osech, the Cholam Tzonen, Shudava Gush, the Nechshav Gomen Alo Eish Atzma. We saw this before also. Vyashad Din Irish Alon Nifsak. Yeah. So how did he say? Yachidish Nifla. Hakavana Lamashahu Muat Ma'od. Mamash, nothing. Why the klipa? Chumra and derech lahafrid es hamashu elayde klipa. That's a normal way. It's the smallest possible peel. We can negate also mashu shenesa midina tomid yeshishim. Hear what he's saying on both sides. It's mamash mashu. It's always going to be, no matter how small, it's always going to be 60 times this mashu. Mamash mashu. The reason we require a full klipa because nothing, you can't do anything less than that. But it's a mashu mamash, and it's always going to be buckled meshishim. No matter what, there's nothing to talk about. Always gonna. L'chem b'lach, she'yev shel diklof, v'hemidu al ikeredin, Shenasa Rak Mashu, who could have the Ishtamet Shishim. Yes, sir. Oh, the reverse over. The Miacha Vechmiru ala Bosa Shetara Klippa, Lo Chilku Bazet, the Gambachalav Asu Klippa, the Trichu Shishim Kedagli, even though it makes no sense, because it's always going to be Shishim. Kachaze. You're right. That's what the Chazan Ish says. Okay? This doesn't say to Ramah too. And Lo Chilku Abosa Bidiyev, and no Oser, it's a Chumra Biyama. It's always a Shishim Kedagli. But then at the end of the line, he doesn't like the Ramah himself. Mikilu b'cholo shul olam yashu b'klipa. He do it in. Minayin al-hokka gam al-bosa shech mirubo lato klipa. He doesn't like the Ramah in the first place. Okay, Adkan, Ramah said the words of the holy Chazon Ish is quoted over here. Fine. 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 Now Ramah said we have the following in the kula to talk about. This is finishes what we call part two of today's shir, which is all about the Ramah and the Tam and the Rivah. And now we're chazering a number of other points back to the basics again. And I have some more interesting things to tell you. Number one. I was asked a question yesterday. Why am I so strict when it comes to tea and a klishlishi even? You're not cooking the tea. You throw the tea into the garbage. All you're cooking is the water. The water was had from before. That's your kasha. Emes? I thought about it hard, and I think that it's a good svar, but it's against enough of the Yerushalm. Because the Yerushalm that we saw was on the screen twice already. Ma'o laros the tocha tavlin. What was tavlin in Talmudic times? What was tavlin? Anyone know what they were? Like roots, yeah, spike, but spike, well, they could, big roots. Did they eat those roots? No way. Those roots gave off flavor into the other foods. So tavlin always was in those days. So therefore, Abosai, there too you didn't want to eat that stuff. Afal pikein, the Yerushalmi starts off by saying, if you're ma'ara to the tavlin, you're chayef midaraisi. So apparently either you consider that your label is a mechavein to cook the tavlin, even if you're not going to eat it, or at very least, what I called it before, psikration de nichale, that it's going to have the taste emitted from the tavlin into your tea, and that's the same thing as also midaraisa. So that's why I think you really threw me for a loop yesterday, but I think at the end of the day, if you're looking at Yerushalmi, it ends up the way I said before, is correct, I believe. Now, here's where we left off last time, and I never got a chance to finish this, so I want to get into it now. Rabosai, I want to tell you something very, very important. We had the problem with the Maskonas HaYerushalmi. Tosfos cut the Yerushalmi short. That's why I made sure to put the whole thing on the board. It was very important for me to do that. But now I want to try to show it to you in the Toras HaBayis. You get me Toras HaBayis? We had it before? Did you get it to me? I think we had it, right?
Yeah.
Sure we had it. You got it on Bar Ilan. Back to Bar Ilan. Back to Bar Ilan. I want to show you the Torah Sabbath inside the text. I already showed you the Yerushalmi, but I didn't show you the Torah Sabbath. It's page, it's Bayis Gimel. Torah Sabbath? It would be Sifri Halacha, right? Torah Sabbath, there it is. So I want Torah Sabbath. Good again. What's taking this guy so long? Bayis Gimel. Yeah, the cold. Shah Gimel. Guys, there's no page. I have to find it myself. Okay. That happened last time. I got it. I was able to get it. I know where it is. I'll find it. I know exactly where it's in my text, we'll have to figure it out. Okay. Bayis Gimel, Shar Gimel. It's. Okay. Licha Benikar. You see how many pages it is? Whoa, this is humongous. Guys, I'm looking for a thing which talks about cliche. Okay, help me out? I'm going, watch this. I'm going to take a tour. Which way is up? Which way is down? right now. Well, they give you page numbers. Oh, Ayin Testament Base. You can find it. Come on, give me a page. Pay Aleph ready? Sorry. All right, they're not as good as you guys. Where's the page numbers? Pay the base. Pay the base? So I went too fast. This looks it. This is the Yerushalmi. Not this. Oh, Rhyme Yerushalmi. Da 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 da. Quotes Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes. Fine. Me, you ain't a raya. The other rabbi takes the Yerushalmi and turns it on its head. Yeshlimon Misham, the ain't no kikli rishon. Mid the masik hosom. Mao, laris, the makiluach. On Rab Chanina, Bereda, Rab Hillel, Machlokas, Rab Yonah, Rab Yossi, Rab Yitzchak. Yeah, yeah. Boy, Kumi, Rab Muna, also came b'Shabbos, Chayim, Mishim, Mavashel. Also in the Bosa, B'chol, Chayim, Mishim, Mavashel. Omalei, Hochi, Am Rab Zera. Ezu, Cholot, Borur. Kosh, Ura, Mahalach, Tachto. Ukahai, Zeo, Tavshul, Borur. Kosh, Ura, Mahalach, Tachto. Ad, Kan, B'Yushalmi. Alma, Fakert. Iwi, Eino, Kikli, Rishon. Ve, Eino, Mavashel. Ukrab Yossi, the Polo, the Lady, Rab Yonah. V'yafagav the iru l'tocho af v'kli l'chosh es torach berika shtifa. Yeah, hosam la mishem bishalu ela mishem bilua kudisim v'gemara z'vachem peredam chados. How do you like that? He takes the Yerushalmi, turns it on his head. A riot for carrot. The iru is not mevashel. What is it? It's bavlia. This is the Rashba l'shitoso, like the Chavos Das, like the Rashbam p'pshuto. There will be a distinction between Bishul and Belia. I want to show it to you inside. Don't take it from me. And you know who else holds its way to Halacha? You're not going to believe it. The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. Wow, the Gaon. In Simon Samaches, Rebosai. In Simon Samaches. The Vilna Gaon says this way. Once a pastor, it's cliche, and he's not Mavashel. Not anything. Only Belia without Bishul. Wow, where's this Rashba? Gro is Simon Samaches. Sif Yud. You'll see it. I don't know if this is cut in front of me. Quotes it's Rashba. Quotes it's Rashbam as well.
By Shabbos?
Oh, when it comes to Shaks, when it comes to Blia, we're Machmel. Wait a minute. Did I just say that the Rashbam is Megel when it comes to. When it comes to Blia, when it comes to Blia, didn't the Rashbam say, we saw yesterday in the Tosfos in Sadeh and Zvachim, you're allowed to pour hot water over what? Over a chicken which is unsalted. Does that indicate there's not even any Blia? I'm asking a Sharla, what's the Rashbam? Does the Rashbam all like the Rashbo? They sound the same a little bit. Rashbam, Rashbo. The Rashba says Klar here. Bliya yes, Bishul no. Just read it in the Farish. What's more Zvachim that way? Toys had to be Dochik, because it means not no Bliya blow Bishul from that particular Kli, but it's Bosh Bez Mavash from a different Kli. Did the Rashbam agree to the distinction? If he did, then why is he so lenient when it comes to pouring hot water over an unsalted chicken? Shouldn't that cause a Bliya of some sort and then make it impossible to salt it subsequently? Here's one possible answer. In order to render the chicken unsaltable, you require a double whammy. What do you require? Pleita and blia. Maflit umavlia kiyachad. Maflit umavlia kiyachad. This cannot be done. That's the equivalent of bishul. That's what the Chavos Das says. That maflit umavlia kiyachad, Rabosai, is the equivalent of bishul. You know why? Let me see this inside. Who was the photographic memory? Who remember from when we saw in Sadi Beis Chav Zion? Is that phrase there? I have a vague recollection that's there, but no, my memory is not as good as I'd like it to be. Second. Hold on. No. I think it's a different Chavos. A different Chavos Das. It's a different Chavos Das. We'll get to it later. Mafra Mavliya Kiyachad is the equivalent of Bishul, Tarobas HaTamim. That's why the Rambam is making, even when it comes to pouring the water over the unsalted chicken. Over the unsalted chicken. Oh. No, I asked for a question, Rabbi Osai. Tosis didn't finish the Yerushalmi? Who thinks, let's have a vote. Who thinks Tosis went out for recess and then they half the Yerushalmi and then they never got back to the second half? So what do they put? What's going on, Rabbi Osai? Transparency. You know what we call that today? Selective quotations. You quote the first half of Yerushalmi and you purposely leave out the second half. Rabbi Osai, Ubali, Atosis, Einem Chashudim Alkach. How did that pshat? He said the Yerushalmi proves the exact opposite. My pshat is as follows. I give you my pshat. You know how the pshat is Yerushalmi? When the Yerushalmi said like this, look, are you chayim shem mevashel or not? Right? So what does it say over here? It's only Urim Ha'al Tachtav. Why is it Irim Mevashel? So we understand. We saw yesterday in one of the Sfarim, now you have to remind which one it was, that the Yerushalmi holds even Kli Rishon Shelo Al Ha'esh is only the Rabbonim. And the Bavli disagrees. Where do we see that? It was on the screen somewhere yesterday. Anyone remember that where it was? Maybe it was the Megillah Sefer. So some say this part of Yerushalmi we don't pass it like. And it's why Tosfos rejected the second half of the Yerushalmi because it's against the Bavli. The first half of the Yerushalmi is not against the Bavli. The second half of the Yerushalmi is against the Bavli. But the Bavli is clear that Rishon Shelo Al Ha'esh is the Raisa. That could be one pshat why Tosfos omitted the second part of the Yerushalmi. We don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. We could say, Rabbi Osai, we could say, Rabbi Osai, you know why you're not chayim in the raisa? You know why? I'll tell you why. Chatzi shir, osim ben haTorah with no chiv. Most are you chayim or not? Are you chayim a korban by Shabbos? Are you chayim malchus on bishul bosom b'cholov? That requires a shir, kazayas, kagrogus, whatever it requires. Maybe one for the bishul bosom b'cholov, one for Shabbos. You don't have it. It's only kadei klipa. There's another pshat which possibly can be pshat in this. This Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is all about chiyuv korban. It's irrelevant as far as Yisurim are concerned. It's another reason why Tosfos omitted the second half of the Yerushalmi. We don't pass it like that because it's against the Bavli, or because what I said, a different pshat in that last line in the Yerushalmi. Maybe. This is two suggestions why Tosfos never bothered quoting for us the second half of the Yerushalmi. Maybe. Now I finally have to contend with the kashas against the, I'm going to use a different word now, the Ravan, not the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan was thrown into the, discarded by the Megillah Sefer because it's against the Furshi Gemara, two Gemaras. What are the two Gemaras? No te merot for Allah Cheres. What else? Socho b'shem and shel truma, right? Let's take the Socho first. It was your terrace? Who came to it? Your terrace? You said it? Can't do some base measures this morning? Or this? Do we still have Gemara? We still have Talmud Bavli on the screen here? Take a look. Can we make it bigger? Settings? Is it big enough in the back? Yes, sure? Can I make it, you sure it's big enough? A little bigger. Okay. How's that? Good? This is the Gemara in Shabbos. Right, excuse me, Gemara in Pesach. Here, watch this. Says the Gemara, Tznan, not a mirot for alacheres, because a rail of itlas makom. Because I was saying, it's a cheres tzonenes. Bishlam al rab, the yomar ilah govar. What? What ilah govar? What was the lush of the Megillah Sefer? The Cheres is God of what? Le'ein Aroch compared to the drop of Korban Pesach. What are you talking about? That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the next Gemara. Tanan. Sacha b'shemet shel truma chaburas kohanim yochlu v'mla Yisrael m'chaya lichen l'asu yichlu l'chitza b'shlam al-rav d'amatat ilo govar am t'loch yisaga lebeklipa m'shum d'ilo atzonanim. What? Just a small amount compared to the what? Compared to the big carbon Pesach. That's a small amount of truma is going on. So I want to make the following suggestion to answer this kasha. So answer the second kasha first. Number one, all the Gemara is saying is that it's yitochein that this is true. When you say a bishlama, and at the end of the day it's a teretz, bishlama can mean yitochein. It's possible to say it this way. According to Shmuel, it's impossible. But the truth of the matter is, once the Gemara gives the teretz according to Shmuel, what is exactly the teretz? Shani sicha, the mashu bi'amu davina ha! What is it saying? That's the Rabban! That's the Aruch HaShulchan! That's exactly what it says at the end of the day. You have unequal quantities. We don't apply the Torah Gavar. You said the same on your own, right? So you said. Someone said? Who? Somebody? Oh, you can't do that. Oh, a different group. I knew some other people can't do that, different things. Darren said himself?
His idea.
I had the same idea. Baruch Shekivanti. That's exactly the last line of the sugya, saying exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ravan said. The Mashu B'Yamu David means it's a small amount. I think what before said differently. Gemara is saying Bishlama. According to Rav, you could say this way. Not that you must say this way, you could say this way. At the end of the day, they exactly gave it the last line in the sugya. It's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan keeps saying. And therefore, the earlier Raya could be, okay, it's before the Gemara realized the last line. But that's nitche at the end. Or, that's one way to say it, I guess at a much simpler approach, we could also make the following suggestion. Once Shmuel said, it's cheres rosachas, then maybe Rav will agree that if it would be tzonein, that that depends upon the quantity, not merely on, maybe. So two different ways to get out of that particular nekud. This so far, Abosai, I think it's a very good shot. But now we come to the following yisod. Please listen very carefully. How in heaven's name will the Rashbam live with the Gemara Mufureshes of Psochim Lamed Zayin Amid Bey that Tosus quoted? Mugloshim al gabei kemach. You put boiling water on flour, potem and achal. Why? Rashbam said that Irui is not mevashel. If it's mevushel, it's potem and achal. If it's not mevushel, it's chayim and achal. What's going on? If it's a kadei klipa, okay? But the shir mitumtum. According to Rashbam, very, very hard to understand this. Unless you say we don't pass that Gemara over there. We look at the Gemara, it's not completely clear. Psachim Lamizayin of Beis, what the Maskonas Hasugya really, really was. It's not completely clear. However, we found this yesterday, and we didn't realize the full implications. I just woke up this morning, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Who asked this kasha? The Ravan. The Ravan asked this kasha. The Ravan asked, we saw yesterday, if you hold Tato Govar, why is Mugloshin Lagabe Kemach Potom and Achala? What did he answer? Who remembers what his answer was? Translate Mugloshin. Oh, guys. How did Rashi translate Mugloshin? No one remembers? Okay, I think we should show the Gemara. Talmud, can I get Talmud Babli a different Masechta somehow or other? I'm in Talmud Babli right now. I see other things on the side. We have to go over here. Sibus Chazal. Stay so long. Talmud Bavli. Yeah. Sochim Mirud on the bottom right. Sochim. Lamed Zayin with base. Oh, it's only the Shabbat Gemara. Sidi Gemara, Abbas, we can all slowly. Oh. Gemara says like this. What is chalita? Mugloshim shagabe kemach. So about chal, right? Poultry, mechayven, and chal. So we over here, kemach agabe mugloshim, and mugloshim agabe kemach. We paskin, it's potter. Potter. What's the difference? Not going into the whole story. Bottom line is, Tosis quotes this Gemara, the Mugloshim Agabe Kemach, and Rashi says, I'll show it just to the one word in Rashi. Rashi. Mugloshim, what's the word? What is it? Roasting. Putting boiling water, Rabosai, boiling water on the flour. Frek Tosis, why are you potter? It's a cliche, according to the Rashba. Tatogoma. But the Ravan asked this kasha yesterday. He didn't know about Rashbam, he didn't know about Rabbi Natan, he lived before all of them.
What did he? 1090.
What?
He was born in 1090.
Born in 1090. Yes. He was, well, I don't know about that, but it's a contemporary of this. When the Rashbam was also in that time, approximately. Earlier. However, it may be. You know what he says? Yesterday we said it's delish. What is it that Tatogava is Ogava? It's only if they're eating the same quantity. You have the quantities. And also, they should be close in temperature. What's Mugloshin? Boiling water! Boiling water with flour, which is room temperature, to no contest! No Tatogava over there! No contest! No contest, boiling wind, such as hot, boiling! That's the Rashbam, who was his contemporary, will say, boiling, I never said anything. This comes to be an amazing chiddush. Rashbam never said anything when it comes to boiling water. He's going to be murdered by boiling water, as Mevashel B'Shabbos too. I told you a chiddush nifl just now. The Rashbam says there's no Bishul Ma'iri. Why? Katar Togavah, you don't apply that Togavah to boiling water. Who says to the Rabban? I saw people say, if you make tea on Shabbos, you pour hot water on tea, but the evidence is mutter. Why? Because we have a klal in Hilchos Shabbos. If you find one rishon who's matter it, so you're not going to do it, but for the evidence is done, you're going to get drinking, you're going to eat it. Rashbam, what's wrong with him? That's not pasha anymore. The boiling water on tea, the Rashbam might agree, but it gets worse than that. The Shmir Shabbos will cause a paskin. You're allowed to pour hot water, boiling water, on a bottle of milk in order to heat it up. Why? Because the mevasha could take klipa, and the bottle itself, the glass, the plastic, is it could take klipa? I never liked this. What am I saying that I don't think it's correct? Because there are possible main laws, mevasha v'kulo. During Yoredeim, we don't follow it, because Yoredeim is Rabbanan mostly, and it's after the fact already. But the chatchila, To go against the Shita which maintains the Mevashel B'Kulo, never liked it. Now, could even the Rashbam is Moedah. Because when the Rashbam says Tato Govar, if it's hot water, if it's boiling water, the Rabban says there's no contest. So could be that everyone agrees with Mevashel B'Kulo. There's a whole new world opened up. World of Chumrah says, I don't like that world. I'm trying not to inhabit that world. But you gotta follow the truth to it, that's where it takes you. That's what seems to come out from this Rabban. Not a joke. Someone could disprove me. I would rather be disproved in this case. I don't want to have any chumras like this. But I'm just following this. I woke up this morning with this. Want to call it a nightmare? Call it a dream? Whatever you want to call it. But it's it answers the Rashbam. Okay, Rashbam, the kashkaf Rashbam from Sakham Lamazayim is easily answered. It's only boiling water. But what does that leave us in other areas of life? No joke. I don't know. Yeah. I'd like to start tomorrow and give you some comic attractions. I answered a look at that Machzis HaShekel in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sifkot Lamed. Some of you spend a lot of time, I know, trying to get through it. It's a little complicated. I can get that on the screen, can I? Machzis HaShekel?
I think so.
Not now. She is over. I want to start with that a little bit tomorrow and finish up a few odds and ends. Do a Chazara Klolus. And you can ask me any questions you want and call it quits. Because we already spent basically 2 weeks on this, so we just can't afford this anymore. There's not that many weeks in the whole Zman. I want to stop later on Sunday. The Sugim Chatiha Nas and Avela. If you have time over Shabbos to look into it on your own. That's a famous Sugya. It'll be Kudah. Okay? We'll stop it.